we want to see how best we can improve the quality and the standard of our sites. What a lot of people didn't realize, even during the eruption of the last earthquake, at some of our sites on the northwest and the northeast coast, we incurred loss of to the tune of over $1 million at some of the sites. That viewfall, which I understand is now accessible, and had you gone there during the eruption of the last earthquake, you would not have recognized that place. And the work that National Parks and Beaches and Rivers Authority put into some of these sites to bring them back to the where they are now. And of course, continued and further development and works are expected. But we would have allocated over $1 million to clean up some of these sites, and also spent an additional million to add and enhance sites on the popular sites as well, Brighton, Indian Bay, Villa, and a number of other areas. But we're hoping to see some of these. But we have to keep St. Vincent and the Grenadines clean, not just for visitors, but for all of us.